I'm Bill Buckner, and I host midday and evening news programs for WSHU Public Radio. Staying well-informed is essential to a well-functioning democracy. Understanding facts and filtering out noise takes work, and our mission at WSHU is to help you do that through coverage from our newsroom, NPR News, and the BBC. Your financial support helps us do that. We're expanding our world together. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Nassau County officers won't face criminal charges for a car crash nearly 2 years ago that resulted in the death of a pedestrian. A New England-based dolphin stranding response team says it's having the busiest season in 26 years of operation. Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection awarded four cities and towns with remediation grants, and the history behind decades of famous dogs from Connecticut. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. Nassau County officers won't face criminal charges for a car crash nearly 2 years ago that resulted in the death of a pedestrian. WSHU's Isabella Fabo has more.
New York Attorney General Letitia James's Office of Special Investigation found that prosecutors wouldn't be able to prove that an officer committed a crime. Officers were driving 20 miles over the speed limit in Uniondale while in pursuit of an unrelated arrest. The pedestrian wasn't in a crosswalk, tried to cross the street, and was hit by the unmarked police car. James's office reviewed body camera and security camera footage of the crash. Her office says there was no evidence the driver was impaired or distracted at the time of the crash. They still recommend the Nassau County Police Department require officers to take portable breath tests. Isabella Fabo, WSHU News.
A New England-based dolphin stranding response team says it's having the busiest season in 26 years of operation. Eve Zuckoff reports there's no end in sight.
The International Fund for Animal Welfare says it's responded to 26 stranded dolphins on Cape Cod in the last couple of weeks, and 175 dolphin strandings since June.
We're in completely uncharted territory.
That's IFAW's Brian Sharp. He says he has no idea when this dolphin stranding season will end.
We still have 3 months left in the year. So I would love to say it's over. The staff need a rest. We need to repair equipment, but I think we've got a while before we can take a sigh of relief.
Earlier this week, Sharp's team responded to the largest recorded mass stranding of bottlenose dolphins in the U.S. Northeast. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eve Zuckoff.
Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection awarded four cities and towns with remediation grants. The goal is to transform blighted properties into community assets like green space. WSHU's Sabrina Garone has more.
Hartford, Colchester, Norwich, and East Haddam will each get a slice of $485,000 to begin either site assessments or remediation work. The largest award went to Colchester. $250,000 will jumpstart work on the former location of Norton Paper Mill. It'll be turned into a rec facility to be named Norton Park. The money came from the EPA thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. DEEP expects to award these grants annually for the next 3 years. Officials announced Thursday that applications are now open for round two. This time, $750,000 will be made available. Municipalities and nonprofits can apply through November 22nd. Sabrina Garone, WSHU News.
Coming up, Connecticut is home to many famous actors, and some of them aren't human. That and more is ahead.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast, with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group. HartfordHealthcare.org.
Greenport's annual Maritime Festival kicks off today and runs through the weekend. The festival brings food vendors, parades, and boats to display. The oldest is a 19th century ship in Greenport Harbor.
Connecticut's Office of the Child Advocate and Disability Rights has filed a federal complaint against the State Department of Education. The complaint says the state failed to monitor High Road School, a private school system for special needs students. An investigation earlier this year found a lack of background checks on personnel and questionable use of seclusion and restraints on the students. Megyn Kelly says she might go after Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy's job after he spoke about protecting transgender kids in school. The ex-Fox host responded to Murphy's opposition against a Republican resolution that he claims threatens the welfare of transgender children. Murphy is up for re-election in November, and Kelly is not on the ballot. A study into the presence of potentially harmful chemicals has been proposed for MacArthur Airport on Long Island. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
A draft plan was recently submitted to the State Department of Environmental Conservation to investigate the prevalence of PFAS chemicals in the soil and groundwater at the airport in Ronkonkoma. According to Newsday, the plan will research the extent of PFAS contamination at the site, including its potential health impacts. It would also examine ways to mitigate or prevent the potential release of contaminants into the environment. The DEC designated the airport as a possible Superfund site in 2018. The Environmental Protection Agency has identified PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, as having the potential to cause cancer and other health problems. The published report says state health and environmental officials will review the draft by mid-October. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Many famous actors live in Connecticut, including a number of four-legged ones. They're rescue dogs who have gone on to become showbiz stars. There's Sandy in the musical Annie and Bruiser in Legally Blonde. The dogs were trained by a Connecticut resident, Bill Berlone, a world-renowned animal handler for stage and screen. Diane Orson caught up with Berlone and two canine thespians before they headed to New York for a new Broadway show.
It's a perfect summer day in East Haddam. Bill Berlone and I are sitting in a gazebo near the banks of the Connecticut River. Two Havanese cuddle in Berlone's lap.
With me today are the two dogs that are going to be starring in a new play on Broadway called Left on 10th, Charlie and Dulcie. They'll be playing the roles of Honey and Charlotte.
These animal actors live with Berlone, his wife, and dozens of stage-ready dogs on a farm in central Connecticut. Most are rescues from shelters. Berlone trains them based on lessons he learned as a boy.
I grew up on a farm as an only child, and my only playmates were a dog and a cat and a rabbit. There was no leash, there was no fence, and these animals didn't run away. So I must have learned at a very young age that if you're kind with them, if you understand their needs and what they like to do, they'll hang out with you.
There's no forcing an animal to perform in front of an audience, he says.
My philosophy is I don't dominate them. I work with them. I create situations where they want to be with us.
He was first asked to train a dog for the stage in 1976. Berlone was an apprentice at the Goodspeed Opera House, a professional theater steps away from where we're sitting.
They decided to do a new musical based on a comic strip called Little Orphan Annie. And they were looking at the script. Hi, Charlie. You don't have to. It's just a truck. Hi. There was a dog in the script, and they couldn't afford a dog trainer from New York, and everybody on the paid staff threatened to quit. So they needed a sucker. They needed somebody they could fool into training the dog for this new musical for no money. And I was the kid who was called into the producer's office and offered a job as an actor and my equity card in exchange for finding and training a dog. And at the age of 19, I said, yes, sir, I will be your guy.
Berlone's budget? $35.
Someone said they had cheap dogs at the animal shelter. So I began looking at shelters for a sandy-colored mutt, and I found the original Sandy at the Connecticut Humane Society.
Soon after, the show Annie moved from Connecticut to New York and opened on Broadway. And Sandy went from stray to superstar.
Here, boy, here, Sandy. Come here, Sandy. Oh, good Sandy. Good old Sandy.
Well, all right. Maybe he is your dog. But the next time you take him out, I want to see him on a leash and with a license.
Everything's going to be fine, boy. For the both of us. If not today, well, the sun will come out tomorrow. That's
The theater, like any workplace, is a stressful place. And so any of us who are in it had better be used to dealing with stress. If you go to a shelter where there's obviously the smell of death and chaos and noise, and a dog is just sitting there taking it in, I think to myself, taking this dog and putting him in a dressing room and having him have cookies all day, he's probably going to be okay.
Berlone had imagined a career as an actor, but for years now, he's traveled nationwide to find and cast the right dog for the part.
And, you know, they all have understudies and touring companies. And so to date, we've probably rescued close to 300 or 400 animals.
Berlone is the first trainer to ever win a Tony Award for excellence in theater. He usually works with dogs, but cats, lambs, and pigs have had turns in the spotlight. He's been on set for dozens of television shows, commercials, and more than 30 movies. His latest film, called The Friend, stars actress Naomi Watts with a Great Dane named Bing. While not a rescue, Berlone found him in Iowa.
Two characters, a Great Dane and a woman in New York, lose somebody they love. They're both grieving, and they both heal each other.
Once a show closes, actors may step in and adopt the dogs, or they join his family at the farm. Berlone gets emotional, reflecting on more than 40 years of working with dogs in the entertainment industry.
I'm hoping at the end of it, I will have created some performances that moved people, but mostly that we've saved animals' life and maybe encouraged others to adopt.
Humans can go through life forgetting what really matters, says Berlone, but dogs show us it's really all about love. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Diane Orson.
You guys did really good today. Your first interview for your show. Oh my goodness. You came and you met people and you didn't have any accidents. I mean, that's great.
The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, listen on the radio, stream on WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. I'm Molly Ingram. Have a great weekend.